नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जिह्वार्कनेत्र भ्रुकुटीरवसो ग्रदं स्यात्। आंत्र स्रज क्षतज केसर शंकुकर्णा। निरादभीत दिविभादरि भिन्नकाग्रा। नाहं विदेम्यदि ततेति भयानकास्य। जिह्वार्कनेत्र भ्रुकुटीरवसो ग्रदं स्यात्। आंत्र स्रज क्षतज केसर शंकुकर्णा। निरादभीत दिविभादरि भिन्नकाग्रा।
Aham, I, Vibhemi, fear out of it. Ajita, O the Supreme Victorious, O the Supreme Person who is never conquered by anyone, say of you, iti, very much. Ati, very much. Bhayanaka, fearful. Asya, faith. Jiva, tongue. Arkanetra, shining eyes like the sun. Bhrukuti, moving eyebrows. Abhasa, movement. Ugradang strat, from your pinching teeth. Antrasarja, garland made of intestines. Kshataja, on account of wounds. Kesara, mane. Shankukarnat, very fixed up ears. Nihradabhita, being afraid of roaring sound caused by you. Digbhat, that which even the big elephant is fleeing away. Aribhi, that which fears the enemy. Nakagrat, Nakagrat, by the tips of nails. Translation. My Lord, who is never conquered by anyone, certainly I am not at all afraid of your very ferocious mouth, tongue, bright eyes like the sunshine, movement of your eyebrows, very pinching, sharp set of teeth, garland of intestines, hands soaked with blood, fixed up high ears, your tumultuous sound which causes the elephants to go away to a distant place, and your nails which are meant for killing your enemies. Undoubtedly, I am not afraid of them.
रावत का क्या स्वर? रावत
का तेज
है,
रुकुची के लिए
मोमेंट के ताहा विधि में अधिकार नारायण पराशक्ति ना उदस्य This is the sign of pure devotion. Others, they are afraid of the fearful appearance of Narasimha Deva. Prahlad Maharaj said, "But I am not afraid. You are the child, wiser, soul. The Others were very, very afraid, even could not approach the Lord to pacify him. But Prahlad Maharaj was not afraid. So indeed, there is a description of different features of the body of Narasimha Deva, description of his face, the ear, the nails, and the nails, everything very, very careful. But the nails, the significant word is here, Arihi Lakhata, Arihi. Arihi means anime. These nails are meant for piercing the chest of the any, not of the devotee, or he, the khatra, everything is careful to the enemy, to the demon, but to the devotees, they are all beautiful. They are pleasing. That is the difference between the personality of Godhead and material personality. Everything, God is all good. Even God's appearance in such fearful attitude, it is beautiful to the devotee. God's stealing, this is abominable, stealing in the material world. But in the spiritual world, that stealing by Krishna is worshipable, makhan so, butter thing. The devotee likes that Krishna should come to my house and steal my thing, butter. That is the pastime of Vrindavan. Krishna will go to every house and steal butter. And they would very much feel that Krishna has come to steal. They would come a formally complaint, Lord, before Yasodhara. And Krishna would be afraid. But these things are very, very enjoyable. Krishna is being described by the Yasodhara, and still he is thinking whether Krishna has become very much afraid. This is called Vrindavan. Love for Krishna is so strong that whatever Krishna does, that is it. And the spiritual world, what is condemnable in the material world, that is very worshipable in the spiritual world. The spiritual world, the love is parokhyara. Here in this material world, if you create some relationship with others while, and that is very condemnable. But in the spiritual world, the loving affairs between the gopis and Krishna is the same. Like that, Krishna is making loving affairs with others. Therefore sometimes, without understanding Krishna, if one tries to understand the loving affairs of Krishna's gopis, they miss it. They say that Krishna is a woman hunter, Krishna is making love with others, wife and daughter. But they do not know. So, here the fearful attitude, very, very fearful, that is very pleasing to Prahlad Maharaj. He says, Naham Vibhemi Ajita. See, Bhairavas, your face is very fearful to the enemies, but it is very beautiful to me. Everything. Naham Vibhemi Ajita Se Gati Bhairavasa Jiva. Everything fearful. In the next verse, Prahlad Maharaj will say that this fearful attitude of your Lordship is not at all fearful to me, as it is fearful to me this material existence. That he will explain next verse.
Tattusmyaham Sivaramasala Dushahobra Samasara Chakratadana Gasasa.
This material world is very, very fearful to the devotee. They are very, very much afraid. This is indifferent. Materialistic person, they are thinking this world is very pleasing, they are enjoying. He dreams, he very enjoys. But the devotees, they think it is very, very fearful. How soon we shall get out of it? My Guru Maharaj used to say that this material world is not fit for living for any gentleman. No gentleman can live here. These things are not understood by the non-devotees. How much pinching this material world. Dukkhara, Krishna says, the dukkhala avasathukam. That is the difference between the devotee and non-devotee. The dukkhala, they are trying to adjust how to make it sukhala. That is not possible. So unless one becomes detestful of this material world, it is to be understood that he has not yet entered in the spiritual understanding. Bhakti parisanubhava virakti annatrasya. This is the taste of bhakti. He one has entered the domain of bhosana tarvi, this material world will be not at all tasteful for virakti, kava, arganema. The Gavaimadai, too much materialistic, home and hunter, drunk or meat eater. So, these things have become now common. But it is very, very fearful for the devotees. Therefore we say, intoxication, no illicit, no meat. It is very, very fierce. But they do not know. Murha na vijana. He This is not very intelligent. The whole world is going on this platform. He does not know that he is creating a very, very fearful situation by indulging in this sinful activity. To get out of this habit, it requires tapasya, tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharyena, tamena tamenava, tyagena saucha, yamena yamenava. This is called advancement of spiritual life. Tapasya, first thing is tapasya. And voluntarily rejecting the so-called comfortable situation of material world. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharya. And to execute that tapasya, the first thing is brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means to avoid sex in them. That is called brahmacharya. Tapasya brahmacharyena samena dhamena va. Tyagena sauta sautabhya. Samena dhamena va. These are the... Therefore you find all transcendentalists, they are practicing tapasya. Very, very serious. That is the fact. The human life is meant for tapasya. That is human. Human life is not meant for living like cats and dogs. That is not human life. Nāyāvati hadiho bhāja milo kaśkāra kāmāra arhati jhāvati. To live like cats and dogs is not meant for the human life. Human life is meant for tapodipvangputraka ena sudheta patya. We have to execute tapasya, austerity. Why? To purify our existence. This present existence is not purified. Therefore we have to meet death. Otherwise we are eternal. Why should we meet death? This question does not arise at all. The modern civilization, they do not care for that. This is a death. They never question that we are eternal. Why I shall need death? This question does not arise. Isn't that ridiculous? This is called mūrha. They do not know things as they are, what it should be. They do not know that. So, you know, to know all this transcendental subject matter, it is recommended, tad vijñānārtham sa guruṁ avivacche. One must approach the proper guru to understand this subject matter. That is success of human life. Otherwise, to live like cats and dogs, saiva gokhara, fowls and asses, animal life, this is not civilization. Tawar is the catastrophic moment, is an attempt, have a small thing to bring back human society to real civilization. It is not ordinary movement. They are not civilized. Mūrha, this is a civilization of rascals and fools. But to bring them back to knowledge, that is civilization. That civilization is spiritual life. Atāta brahma jñāsa. This human life is meant for spiritual life, not for material life like death and death. This is the requirement. This is Vedanta. about the Brahma Jignasa, one must try to love what is the ultimate source of everything. Not that theorizing of imagining something. This knowledge from the right source, Brahma Vidya, the living knowledge, and try to understand the situation. What is Brahma? What you are? We are also Brahma. How Brahma is me? These things are to be known. And when we neglect to understand these things, that means we are going to the wrong way of life. Wrong way of life can be allowed up to the animal life. How come 8,400,000 forms of life, the animal life, 3,000,000 types of animal life, by evolutionary process, become to the human life? Now we should inquire about spiritual life. There is civilization. Without spiritual life, without inquiring into spiritual life, it is animal life. So try to understand this Krishna consciousness moment. And spiritual life means to understand Krishna. That is it. Krishna comes to explain himself and hear from him and understand him as he says. Then as soon as you understand Krishna, your life is happy. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna, a God, is very difficult to understand. Manushkaram sahasteshu tokshin jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddharam tokshin yeshimam tokho. To understand God, to understand Krishna is not very easy job. Very, very difficult job. Therefore, you don't find anyone interested in Krishna. Anywhere you go, all over the world, you make a statistic, nobody is interested in Krishna. Is it not a fact? How come millions of them? Krishna says, Manushkaram sahasreshu. How come millions? That's a fact. Nobody is interested in Krishna. Manushkaram sahasreshu. So therefore, to understand Krishna is not very easy job. By the grace of Krishna, he can understand Krishna. Krishna is explaining himself, that is Krishna. Great. You get? And again, Krishna is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show us the way, how to understand Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Krishna himself present to teach us how to understand Krishna. But Krishna is so kind. He is coming himself. He is teaching Bhagavad Gita. Again he is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as devotee. To become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna prema pradayak. He is not only teaching Krishna, but love of Krishna. Krishna, when he personally cares, he did not teach how to love him. He simply asked you, just can surrender to Krishna. You are all rascals, you have forgotten me, I am the Supreme, you are touching after so many wrong things, you have created so many so-called occupation and dangerous duties, but these are all useless. That's fine. But again this occurs to teach people how to love Krishna. Therefore, Govardhani offers his respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nama Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. You are not only giving Krishna but giving love up. That is very rare. Prema pumasamaha. People are after dharma artha kaam moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says no. Above this, there is fifth perfection, that is prema, Krishna prema. Prema pumasamaha. This Krishna consciousness movement stop of education, culture, those who have come to Krishna consciousness movement, they should seriously take it and try to understand stop. Then life will be successful. Thank you very much.